The Sentai Review, episode 105, Time Ranger Mecha. Okay, so, yeah, Wednesday, Sentai, stuff.
And hi, everybody.
Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Level Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Nick, the guy who's kind of here.
Contact.
Yep. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, here we are. We're back.
With stuff. And now people can hear people.
With back.
Yeah, we fixed an audio issue. Much like, technically speaking, we need to sit down with Shane. Because while going through for the Shane Zeros, I noticed that it's like episode 94 or some such shit. Literally, Shane gets up and leaves and goes to take a shit in the middle of the episode because the Zords were that fucking boring for In Space.
Isn't that the one with the upside down wings?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, fuck that.
94. The blue dude with the M on his chest, which is broken up here on Bill's shelf.
Yep, we fuck
kept
that
saying
one.
That he only gets a 2.
Yeah, we
but
purposely
because Shane
gave
was
Shane
dropping
numbers.
A deuce.
Yeah, but technically speaking, Shane needs to rate those, so that way then we can have an actual fucking score from him.
Yeah, but we'll do that later.
So yeah, we got to do that shit.
We got other stuff to take care of.
There's like three guys you got to look at and actually rate is all. Don't worry about it.
What up, Shane? Sometimes one has to take a shit.
Well,
when shit is on the TV.
While you were regaling people about shit, I'm going to quickly go grab a chair because sitting on this floor is hurting.
Okay, we are on Time Ranger.
Oh, God, I'm getting
you know, you like Time Rangers, Shane?
Yes.
Thought they were pretty cool, did you?
Yes, I did. Was,
is there anything else Seth needs to bring up that he has to say? Or
with what?
I don't know.
Ask it.
Apparently Nick needs to say, ah, shit, and bang his knee against the wall.
No, I accidentally picked Shane's Zelda stuff.
Shane, let us start today with Providus!
Providus?
Kind of a cool name, to be fair.
Yeah, well, there's only 6 pictures, and the last time somebody said, that's a cool name, the Zord was shit.
Well, maybe you'll be wrong here. Never mind.
Well, Bill, provide us with a good Zord.
I'll explain this one, because I know I know what this thing's purpose is.
He's the launcher.
He's the launcher that makes it so they can send the Zords back through time.
You ever watch Time Cop? That's pretty much how their time travel works. They get like
shoved,
hit on the ass, and then their rockets turn on, and they go so fast down this track, and then they go through this like gateway thing, and then they're back in time.
So they hit 88 miles an hour, and the flux capacitor kicks in.
More like Time Cop. They go so fast that if the system didn't work, they would kill themselves.
Yeah.
So this thing is just the launcher.
Well,
because in Time Cop, there's one group where the thing didn't work, and they call them the Vollmer twins, and everybody keeps mentioning them, and throughout the movie, they're like this one girl joins the TEC, and she's about to take her first launch, and they're looking at her, and they look fucking spooked, and she's like, is everybody always this tense before a launch? And they're like, no, you look like the Vollmer twins, and she's like, is that good? And you're like, well, it's different. And they get in, and they're about to get their stuff together. And she's like, has a launch ever not went successful? And he was like, you'd have to ask the Vollmers. She's like, I'll do that. Where are they? And he says, you see those 2 red spots on the wall up there?
Yeah. I might not have watched Time Cop.
It's been a long time.
I watched it because I came over and Bill and Shelley were watching it one day.
It's pretty good for a Van Damme movie, to be fair.
I've seen it, but yeah, I remember that scene. Yeah, that was
honestly,
hilarious.
Though, when one is driving at 88 miles an hour and you don't go into the past or the future and you hit a solid concrete wall, One would probably assume you would become a pile of gooey red crap, too.
That's possible. Yeah.
So my analogy technically works, too.
I don't know. I know of stories where people have been in car crashes going, you know, like 100 and something came out all right. Couple broken bones, but you know.
But that's what this dude does. However, this Megazord has one purpose. Spanks vehicles.
He shoves those.
Spank!
But here's the real question I have. Why the fuck do all of the guys who create the Sentai Robos have a hardcore fetish with cassette tapes?
It was the year
Transformers!
Of the
Walkman. In 2005?
They still got Walkmans today. Only play audio files, cost about $4,000. It's the dumbest, most redundant Sony thing ever released. It's great. You should get one.
Plan on it.
I'm sorry, I have a cell phone. Before that, I had a cell phone. Before that, I had a cell phone. Before that, I had an iPod. Before that, I had a Zune. Before that, I had a fucking Walkman CD player. Before that, I had a computer.
He'd get to Walkman sooner or later. I knew it was coming.
You know what? I got
but
a cell phone and a laptop.
I had a CD player, not a fucking cassette tape.
I had a cassette tape. I'm fucking 33.
I did too.
The last time I had a cassette tape, I had one of those stupid little bears that you put the cassette tape in, push play, and it read the story with you.
I had a 2XL. I used to carry him around.
Yeah, something like that.
Fucking beast. That's
how long ago that shit was.
Dude, I remember boomboxes.
Yep.
I'm close to your age. I'm 30 now.
I had two or three boomboxes, yeah. One that I found in a garbage heap.
I'm old as shit.
Yeah, I've had boomboxes too.
I had one or two.
They all had CD players on.
Nope, mine was tape. Two tape decks, even. Hardcore
shit.
80s.
Yeah, I had one of those two tape ones too.
Seth had a Zune.
It's true, he did have a Zune.
Two of them, actually.
Actually, Star Lord has a Zune.
One of them
did
I bought
enjoy that crap?
In the future, that's what everybody's using.
Doesn't Star Lord have like
scary.
A cracked Zune?
He has it now.
Yeah.
It's technically,
like all busted up. Here's a Zune.
Yeah, I was about to say, technically speaking, he has one of the original Zunes, which was the giant brick.
I can't help but laugh at that, considering
iPod.
GameStop used to sell Zunes.
Well, there was a lot of people that were making fun of that into the movie when they were like, oh, this is what everybody's evidently using on Earth to listen to music today. It has so many files on it. And there was a bunch of people that laughed at it like a fucking Zune, and I said, now think about this for a second.
You just jump from one cassette.
It's a
that
yeah,
had
but it's,
12 songs on two sides.
But I think the joke is that it was a broken Zune they found in trash
with 300 songs on it.
Yeah, so like there's a reason that he got a Zune and not like an iPod or whatever.
Yep, no.
Because that's where all the Zunes belong.
But anyways, that's what Spankbot does. Spankbot spanks you and you fly into the future.
You know what?
Next.
That's an appropriate name. So here's his design.
Yeah, the little front and side view of the Spankbot 9000. Or
next,
2000.
Spank!
He must be right-handed.
Yes.
Because that right arm is a lot beefier than the left.
That's the one he uses to spank.
Next!
Oh, that's an ugly toy.
Man!
That toy
does
not
help
him.
That right arm is huge.
It looks like it likes I believe Seth.
Dude, switch it up from time to time,
man. That looks like Quagmire when he came out to get his mail.
He's like, I discovered internet porn.
Dude, it looks like somebody took
actually,
a cassette
actually
and
just, to
like,
me.
Fused it with a robot.
Next.
This image saved as a line for us, so Scotty probably has the legit picture up.
Yeah.
We'll have to watch this on the YouTube and comment later. Next.
Minecraft! Fuck yes!
Minecraft!
Spankbot. I've lost interest.
Next.
Because you have
and
no
we're done
creativity.
With Spankbot 2000.
Okay, we are done with Spankbot.
Get some creativity, dude.
What does he get?
Fuck. Hold on. I got a new phone, so now I gotta, like, unlock it and shit, even though I can, like, set it up to where it doesn't do that anymore.
You know, the weird thing is...
tabulational device, there we go.
The weird thing about this is that it kind of reminds me of one of the characters from Thundercats. It was like a captain guy with a big old right hand that was like a mechanical thing. But that's just me.
Two.
I give it a 3. It's a basic Zord.
2.5.
I'll go with a 3.
Yeah, I think it's basic. It's 3.
I mean, he's got a huge arm. That's kind of neat.
I can't give him any more than 3. I think he's very... basic.
So what'd the Spankbot get?
Spankbot is sitting at a 2.7 Spanks.
Okay, we are going to Riding Time Robo.
Yep. Riding Time Robo?
There's one.
One picture.
Oh joys.
Sometimes good things come in small packages.
That's beast
blurry.
As shit. That's beast as shit. I don't know what exactly I am looking
wait,
at.
So wait, wait a minute.
It is beast.
Are we looking at the dude on the bottom? The dude on the top?
No, the combo. Both. It's a combo.
That is beast as shit.
That is pretty
so
fucking stupid.
That right there. That right there is Golden Axe. I
yeah.
love this.
Yeah.
I love this.
That's what I was about to say. So it's a dude riding on like a dinosaur with cannons holding a sword.
In America, we got the Quantum Ranger. That's the Quantumsaurus Rex.
That right there?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
But the form of some other robo on top is called this. So.
Dude, this?
This right here. This is the epic levels of fucking Metal Slug with the heavy machine gun or like the massive rocket launchers jumping on the back of the machine gun camel.
This is Golden
this
Axe
is awesome.
To the max. This is Golden Axe Bot. This is Joe and Mac Bot. This is Adventure Time Bot. This is awesome. I give this a 4.
This is Transformers when Optimus Prime rode a fucking T-Rex.
La 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 la.
I'll give it a 4.
Do not deny that happened. You can't block it out.
Do we need to get Spencer to come in and beat your ass?
Nick, 4.2 or 4 as well?
Fuck it, give it a 4.2. This thing's awesome.
Because I hate it whenever you fuckers say, I give it a 4.2, and I'm like, 4.2 or 4 as well?
Unless I specify point, damn it. You should just assume I meant 4 also. Fuck you!
Yeah, assumption.
I would, but there's like...
Quit assuming my fucking point ratings!
Yeah.
So calm down, triggered. Gilbert.
You know, to the person that actually mentioned that, I fucking hate you. Don't jump off a bridge.
Don't do that. He's just being a butthurt.
He's just being a butthurt. He's being a
singular.
Butthurt.
Just one singular butthurt.
Well, I was going to say a butthurt bitch, but technically that drags down everybody who's an actual bitch.
So is a singular butthurt just like,
I'm over
it.
I love you, buddy.
Ah, fuck, that hurt.
Go fuck
I'm
yourself,
over it.
Seth.
Yeah, maybe later.
What about you, Scott?
I'm going to 4.
I usually look for new storylines.
Man, I could have used my birthday weekend off to chill and do nothing.
I'll do a
4.
Fuck
you, Seth.
Yeah. Anytime a robot rides a, you know...
Then you know what? I'm going to basic math this motherfucker real hard. All
right, wait, everyone be quiet.
3.8, so it gets a solid 4.
I didn't need people to be quiet.
Yeah, neither did I.
0 + 0 + 0 + 0.
Divide by 0.
I divided that bitch by 0, Shane.
And I'm amazed.
You can't divide 0 by 0.
I did it.
Yeah,
it
he did it.
This motherfucker got on his calculator to add... 5 zeros. Then divide those zeros by the number of people. So what is
Nick.
0 divided by 5?
Well, hold
it's
up.
0.
Hold up.
But you can't divide by 0.
Yes, you can. You forget. Bill's phone was created by the Dolph. It can divide by 0.
There's only but one person that can divide by 0, and it is not the Dolph.
The Dolph learned physics so that he may break them.
Yep.
Who's this one person other than the Dolph?
Chuck Norris.
Ooh, no,
Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is divided by 0 twice.
I'm sorry, there is a legitimate and real reason why those two guys have never fucking fought. There is a real reason.
And what's that?
Earth destruction.
Yep.
Anyway, next up we got Time Shadow.
This dude's kind of neat. It's like
I'm getting kind of a Shadow Man off of this dude.
Probably because he is a pimp.
If I recall correctly, when they
typical pimp,
sweet the sky turns dark.
Typical pimp.
Next
call.
Time
that was
Shadow.
Skittles and bits on Newgrounds.
Dude, this is like the Death Scythe mech of the Power Rangers world.
And there's nothing.
He's kind of cool.
And there's nothing wrong with Death Scythe.
Next.
Okay.
He's no, he does still have that Death Scythe.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
His helmet, his color scheme.
Yeah.
The way this blade is.
So does he ride on that thing, or is that like a jetpack?
It might be kind of both.
Actually, I think that's him pre-transformation.
I believe he's right. I believe
are these
he, I
guys
believe,
Transformers?
I'm just staring at his hand because it keeps
they
reminding
all,
me
all
of the Robert
to,
Patrick T-1000.
Listen, in this show... No robot comes through the time portal
you
as
have
a
to
robot.
Get spanked. Spank!
They're all in some kind of vehicle form.
Yeah.
You spank the vehicle. Bow!
So
and then they go into the past.
I'm almost 90.
In space was Transformers before, right?
Kind of, yeah. It was more
so now we've got time-traveling Transformers.
It makes
or
it...
Gundams.
Yeah.
This feels
you know what?
Very
you know,
Gundam.
The Gundam.
Gundam feels better.
Because Gundam Wing and everything was that... Fuck, since Zeta, they've been able to fucking flip
turn
around
into the
jets and shit.
Yes, but in Gundam Wing, it was the Gundam Wing that could transform.
Yeah, but this
Death
time...
Death Sight and them
time,
couldn't
he's,
transform.
He's so cool.
He is.
Dude,
I
know
do,
what,
I do
you
like
know what,
this
actually,
one.
Hey, I'll go with it this way. It's Robotech. I feel better.
This dude feels very Death Scythe to me. He really, truly does. Next.
When you get to the when you get to this part of the series, you'll see him come, and it's actually really cool,
dude. I hope so. He looks fucking
dude.
Bad
he
as
actually
shit.
Is the whole fact that when he comes through, like it gets dark outside,
and then there's a moon.
Yeah,
my big question is why are the blades blue?
Why not?
Because fuck you. That's why. Awesome.
Because his color scheme is
black and
gray,
yellow,
and black.
Why did Death Scythe have a green scythe?
Because it was laser energy.
Shh. They could have made it blue.
No.
Hell, they could have made it pink or purple.
They actually should have made it purple because most of the laser weapons are purple.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was weird, unstable energy. But it still doesn't make sense why these metal blades
actually,
are
I'm
blue.
Actually, I'm pretty sure the Sabers, until Wing...
Wasn't it a plasma
I
type?
I think they were a plasma purpley color, like purpley red.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, Gundam Wing came along and they were like, green!
Yeah. Oh, well, they decided to change it to green, but it still doesn't make sense of why metal is blue.
Don't worry about it.
Don't view that plot hole.
There you go. Don't worry about it.
I was just wondering if they were, like, you know, specialty,
awesome.
Like, can cut through anything metal things, or what?
You know what the blades remind me of? Armored Core. That's
how
the swords work in Armored Core. They come out of, like, the wrist, and then he cuts, and they go away.
Yeah.
Next.
We used to play that game a lot. I was very bad at it.
Dude, this dude is fucking sweet.
I believe right,
the dude has like a chef's knife on his hand, and it's
I
fucking
think,
awesome.
Yeah,
that's
why
I said it reminds me of the fucking Robert Patrick T-1000 from Terminator 2. At one point, he literally like turns his arm into a fucking switchblade. That's exactly what that shit looks like.
Dude,
to me.
Wait,
stop!
Wait,
he's
wait.
Way too fucking
is that,
cool.
Is that a double blade now?
Yes,
yes.
I think it is.
That is fucking sweet.
I believe, you can kind of tell from here, sort of. If you look at his fingers, don't they remind you of the Dragon Zord?
Yes, a little bit. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has missile fingers, but...
Next.
Dude, missile fingers are making me
and here's
cooler.
A toy.
Dude, no
here's
way. His toy is actually cool. Dude, he's got a fucking Zaku head.
Yeah.
Is it me, or is that, like, black thing right under his eyes kind of look like a mustache?
Not quite, Bill. The one eye that the Zaku has, he has two eyes.
Yeah,
it's
he's
hard
got
to
a
tell.
Zaku head.
Bill, do you see what I'm talking about? Right where his eyes are, right below that, where that black line is?
Yeah, I do.
It's moustache. It's a moustache!
Now, if you're talking about the thing on top of his head, yes, that's very Zaku.
Yeah, it's a Zaku head. For all intents and purposes. Just doesn't have that single dot
this
for the eyeball.
This one doesn't pilot like a piece of shit.
Dude. See his...
No,
see
no, his, no. This is a repainted Red Comet
area,
Zaku.
Shane,
mm-hmm.
See that area?
Mm-hmm.
See how it looks?
Yes.
So his mouth is.
Yes.
How this kind of comes down.
You do know. I know what a
Bill,
Zaku I can't
looks
see
like.
It well enough.
Shane.
I think you need to zoom in more.
This is Darth Zaku.
How did I know
like,
that's what he was
yes.
doing?
Vader Zaku.
If Vader had a Zaku.
If Vader had a Zaku.
Because the Zaku also needs to
but
have a weird breathing apparatus.
Yep.
Hold up. Here's the question, though. Would Darth Vader Zaku beat Char Zaku?
No.
Death battle!
Yes.
I'm telling you, that's so
yes,
awesome.
It would. Do you want to know why? Char would be like, I'm fucking faster than you. And Vader would be like, okay. Dead.
Okay, other than the fact that he's a space wizard.
Hey, space wizards you don't fuck with.
Take out the fucking space wizard
nope,
powers.
Doesn't need
Char
to.
Char would kill his ass.
Nope,
yeah,
doesn't need to.
Yeah, technically Char's a psychic, right?
Yeah, Char's kind of a space wizard.
I can't choke you from over here.
No, but a lot of what was going on in Gundam is very reminiscent of what was going on in Star Wars. In fact, a lot of people reference the Universal Century as kind of Japan's Star Wars.
Because he has precognitive powers?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. He can see the future.
And that's primarily,
he
especially
can see the
in the original
you can see
Star
the future
Wars, before they got all retarded with the Star Wars. And that's not that I don't like Star Wars, but don't misconstrue my comment. I love Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But before they got ridiculous about it, the only thing the Jedis did was they were fast, they were precognitive, and he could pull a lightsaber to them. And that was it. That was it. He was like, let me lift a tiny rock. And then only Yoda was like, let me move a spaceship. And then everybody else was just like, I'm a sword fight and look really cool, and I'm going to basically see the future. And I'm going to be able to target things and be cognitive, and it's going to be amazing.
And Vader just choked bitches.
And that's pretty much what was going on in Gundam.
We have a space wizard taking on a fucking new type.
Because Vader never...
Which is also a space wizard.
In the original continuity, Vader never, like, pulled Death Stars out of the sky or pulled down Star Destroyers.
He just choked a bitch.
Yeah, he just
probably could
guy.
Have.
But he doesn't.
Starkiller
did. He just simply doesn't. In fact, in the original continuity, it seemed like you really had to be powerful as shit to do what Vader did when they fought in Empire Strikes Back. He stepped back and he put his sword down, and it took a while for structures to come off the wall. They would shake, and it was like he had to concentrate, and then it would finally happen. It wasn't quite like they do when the prequel movies come out.
They just whip their hand and the entire fucking Senate flies at you. You're like,
Starkiller brought down an entire Star Destroyer.
Yep.
So did Luke Skywalker.
Starkiller did it first.
No.
Technically, yes, because he came before Luke Skywalker. Continuity-wise.
Continuity-wise, yeah, but Starkiller was only able to pull the Star Destroyer from orbit?
You want
to
get technical, neither of them motherfuckers did that now.
No, yeah, that's true. It's not canon. It's true. Not
and
canon
to be
no
fair,
more.
Thank God. That's a different argument for a different time, but believe it or not, it has been good that Disney did this, that Disney deleted continuity, because Disney, unlike the other team, which had a girl and fucking George Lucas, which, by the way, George Lucas will put his name on whatever the fuck he wants. He'll be like, get this. It happened a long time ago. Put my name on that motherfucker and give me $1,000 and get the fuck out of my office. Like, but Disney actually hired a team. Not one guy, not two guys. We're talking like 20 fucking guys. And their only job, the only fucking job they have, is to specifically watch continuity. That's it. That's their job. That's all they do. So every comic book, every side project movie that's coming out right now has to go through them, be approved by them. Then it makes it to cut.
But
so the director
also
can't do that
to the older stuff too.
There is no older stuff now. They
like
deleted
all the books,
old continuity,
all the games,
yes,
all the comics, all the expanded stuff
gone. Was deleted. Because
I thought there was like some they could say was canon.
No, they deleted all of it.
They did it specifically
for this, because if you, just like comic books, if you want to get into a pissing contest, I can strike down every single character you can mention in comic books and be like, that doesn't make fucking sense, that doesn't make fucking sense, that doesn't make fucking sense.
But then they'll just come back more powerful.
But now their job, these guys' job, is to watch the continuity as it unfolds from this point and make sure that the expanded universe that is being created is canonically accurate. That is fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And they couldn't have done it with the comic books as they stood, because the comic books, the novels, all the side projects, the fan movies, all that expanded universe,
you
can't keep track of that.
It's too big. You see what this fucking Zord did?
Dude, this guy's fucking amazing.
This guy's so
amazing. We got into Star Wars. We got zipped over to other
stuff. We're done with this guy.
This dude gets a 4.7.
Yeah, yeah.
This dude's cool as shit.
Man. I almost want to drop a 5 on this dude. This dude really has my attention.
5.
I think I'm going to do it. I don't know what this... Something about this dude has me really interested.
I haven't dropped a 5 in a while.
I really like this dude.
I need to do it.
Scott. He reminded me of Star Wars. He looks cool. I believe he functions in battle. Like, he's kind of got a Star Wars-esque feeling. I love Gundam. He looks Zaku, and he really matches that Gundam Wing property. I like him a lot.
Change mine to a 5, because he does have a sweet mustache.
And here's our turn A. More Gundam.
The Mustache Gundam.
Mustache Gundam.
Fabulous.
Mustache Gundam with a black paint job.
You know what? We need to do, like, a joke top 10 list of the best mustaches in anime and gaming.
Dude,
I would be so down with this.
Be totally into that.
Well, considering I wasn't getting most of the Gundam references you were talking about.
Why?
Because he hasn't watched Gundam.
Yeah, I just don't watch Gundam.
Oh, well, I do. I watch the shit
so
out of it.
I'm just going to give this guy a 3.5.
Oh, ow. Oh, he spit right on him. He was like, take that, bitch.
Hey, if I wanted to spit on him, I'd give him a 2.
He gets
it's
five.
True.
So hardcore.
4.6.
That's fine.
4.6 for the Time Shadow.
Technically, that might be enough to be the winner.
Dude is pretty cool, though.
So, Time...
Dude, I hope he fucking wins this. I really do. I haven't seen the Overlords, to be fair.
Alpha?
But I'm looking forward to that dude showing
Please
up
Please tell
now.
Me this is not Alpha 5 just in giant robot form.
Oh, man, he's right.
Because I want to drop another 5.
Time Robo Alpha? Yeah, he's right. Let's see what that
Come
is.
Come on.
Aww. Oh, no, that was the dude riding on the dinosaur.
He's not cool without the dinosaur.
Oh, he's not bad looking.
He's
we've seen
cool.
worse.
Yeah,
we've seen better.
We've seen better, but we've seen worse.
I can't think of
what
Yeah,
we saw better just a second ago, which
he's
is probably
reminding
why this
me
guy
of something.
Sucks.
He's reminding me of something, and I can't tag down what it is. He's very,
Maybe
very
if we
familiar.
See more pictures of him.
Voltron? Minus
Next.
The, minus the tiger parts?
Time Robo Alpha.
He's got a sword and shield.
Next.
He's got a tinier sword and shield. This is the picture size.
Next. All right, so the chest thingy glows. That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
See, this right here is kind of reminding me of something because it almost seems like it opens, you know?
That
like
helmet
it's, like
looks
it's closing
familiar.
And it opens up.
I know what it reminds me of now.
What?
The arrow on his head reminds me of Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Oh, no, that's definitely
no.
not what I'm
Aang
thinking.
Has an arrow on his
no,
head.
No, like the helmet piece itself reminds me of a different one. I just can't.
That slash right there where he's open, that seems ultra fucking familiar to me.
Oh, Magneto helmet.
A little bit.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Like if you took Cerebro.
I know what it is
And
now.
The Magneto helmet fused them together.
I know exactly what it is now.
What
is that?
It's Final Fantasy II for the Super Nintendo, Final Fantasy IV. The portrait for Cecil, that exact slit is how his helmet looks.
Oh, the Dark Knight Cecil?
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly what I'm referencing. It's where my mind went.
You're right.
Know,
you're right.
I
looks
I
exactly
see it.
Like
I
that.
I see it.
Exactly.
I see it now.
The more I was looking at it, the more
I mean,
it looked like
I've seen
like,
that damn portrait
Zero
so many times.
Fucking
Same
Optimus
Same here.
Prime fucking fused.
You have not seen it nowhere near as many
no,
times.
Not as many times as you, no. But.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Remember when I was, see, right there? That was Scott. Scott was like... And then yeah! that awesome guy was like, oh, shit! And he ducked, and this dude was like, hey, I'm up next, right? Ah, son of a bitch! Fucking really?
I don't think I have that shitty of a design!
Damn it, my pink shield did nothing!
Am I getting a zero? Is that what this is about?
No, dude, I'm going to tell you right now, you are not being a zero. At least not from me, and I'm the guy that drops them all the time.
The goo might get zero, but not
can't,
this
I can't believe that worked out as well as did.
You know what? You know what? This guy gets... 0.1 bonus
Next.
Points for the
okay.
goo.
Like the multicolor
I don't
shield?
Like the shield. I don't like the sword. He doesn't bother me. His weapons are offsetting. He seems fine.
I don't have a
yeah,
problem.
The shield looks off.
I don't have a problem with the sword, but I do have a problem with the shield.
The shield
the sword
looks
to
like,
me looks really funky.
Looks like think, an ironing board or something.
Well,
that's
I think it's
supposed to
be
the other robos fused together.
If I'm correct, from when I've seen this, because I... This is the one show that I
Isn't
watched.
This the first Megazord they get?
I think so.
I'm having trouble. See, now I got about 5 episodes in. That was it. And then I had to go back to start watching Zeo again so we could do that review. So I can't remember.
I watched up to like episode 30 something, which is only 40 episodes of this series. And
so you should know better than I do if
yes,
that Zord
yeah.
is early.
And I believe it is, because I believe that that's... if I'm right, when they do a finishing attack with that sword, it's a clock hand.
Yeah, I remember seeing a clock hand on mm-hmm. one of the finishers.
Okay. I do seem to recall that gimmick, mm-hmm. yes. Next.
Oh.
And it comes out of his chest.
Dude, that... Okay, that right, I
that's
actually think
neat.
Is pretty sweet.
So yes, yeah. this is the first Megazord. I
the,
do remember now.
The sword, man... Yeah, that's actually pretty fucking sweet. I'm digging that.
See, this guy's not bad. This guy...
Next.
This guy
See, bro? With all the destruction and stuff, but I will say this. With the 5 episodes I watched, it looks like the Megazord actually has to fight. The monsters were actually shooting stuff and blowing up the city, and it looked like he actually contended with a monster rather than, call the Thunder Megazord! Chop! Let's move on.
Well, this is also... This series also has a villain that's not a complete idiot.
Yeah, but... Just saying.
Yeah.
Next.
There he is.
Yeah, the side, back, front
views. He
doesn't
bother me. Kind of looks kind of cool, too.
Fairly, he's fairly basic. He looks like he might function well. He's very super robot. I'm fine with that.
Is he very super famous?
bitch. Next.
He's a chop that ass.
He looks better without the shield.
Yeah, without the shield, he's a bit cooler.
I'm still kind of sitting on that sword. I don't really like that sword.
You like the fact that it pops out his chest.
That's
just
cool.
Not the design.
Right. I love the fact that
the sword doesn't bother me.
The sword doesn't look that good.
The shield makes him look very tacky.
I think the sword kind of makes him look tacky, too.
Not as
right?
much as that shield.
Yeah.
That shield is really bad.
Yeah, the shield is really bad.
But the sword is also bad.
Next. Up.
On these designs.
I want to punch you.
Still kind of neat.
I got big-ass hands. See?
His toy did not wound him. Well, yeah. Actually, the shield looks a little better in this.
What about the sword now?
I'm still not digging that.
The sword looks wider.
Here's my issue. It's kind of like how when I seen the He-Man sword in the original cartoon, it seemed a little too ridiculous to me.
Everything about He-Man's ridiculous.
Yes, this is true. But, like, there's something about...
You're just jealous because you can't take two broken links of metal and shove them back together, fuse weld them back to perfect being in, like, an instant by slapping them together, and then yank the moon.
There's something about
twice.
The sword being too
Other
big
than him,
and ridiculous.
Nobody can do that.
Superman could.
Not put the chain links like that back together just by...
God, Superman
he has to
could.
Go,
He-Man did it.
I said, other than He-Man,
God,
nobody
Superman
can do it.
God, Superman could do everything.
God, Doom could do it.
God, Doom could do it as well.
That makes
what
him
about,
a...
What about Doom Guy?
Is He-Man considered a god?
Doom Guy can do it.
Yeah, Doom Guy
can do it. Doom Guy also can do it.
Legally, Doom Guy can do it.
It's in the script.
Yep, thank you. Yep, yep. Because his power is whatever the script says.
Whatever the script calls for. Best power ever. Next.
You're the most broken when you have that
and
power.
And we're done with
we're
this
We're done
one.
With this guy. I'm at 3.3.
I'm at 3.2.
3.1.
Are you going to be at 3?
3.5.
Oh.
Oh, so we went from alpha, now we're going to beta, huh?
That's what we'll be moving into.
That's
now.
The time robo beta. Shadow beta.
No, this is just the
time
robo beta.
3.22.
We haven't even gone to alpha shadow.
Alpha is a 3.22.
Thanks, sir.
That way Scott could goddamn hear me.
We are going on to the beta design of the guy
time
we just looked
robo
at.
Beta.
My guess is this is an upgrade that they get for that mech.
I think it was
like a second one, so it was more like a...
Like a Zaku 1 to a Zaku 2.
Yeah.
But Zaku 2 suck.
Let's check out Zaku 2. Should have stayed with Zaku 1.
Yeah. No fucking
no shit.
Joke.
Is he trying to point his
wait
own...
A minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Would rather die. Would rather die.
What the hell
nope,
is he holding?
Nope, I was wrong.
This is the first one they get.
There is no fucking way this is the first one.
I believe it is.
This looks like the derpy, shitty upgrade.
Nope, this is the first one they get. This is the one they start out with, I'm almost positive, and that is a gun he's holding.
So Alpha came after Beta?
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Dude, I've seen this show.
I mean, make it sense or not. I mean, if that's what happened, that's what happened.
Because,
but...
to be fair, these are not the actual names that we use here.
Yeah, not in the American version. So.
Of course they're not, because we have to change names because Japanese gets names like God Gundam. And we were like, ooh, we can't do that.
Burning?
Burning?
It's definitely burning. It's burning. He has sensations when he pees. It's burning.
Oh, that's the Devil Gundam? Nah.
No, can't
dark,
do that. No, it's
dark
he's,
Gundam.
He's just dark. He's not, yeah.
No.
Next.
I'm 99% sure that's the starting one.
Dude, he has the hardcore Transformer face. That is it, right there.
I do not like that.
That is the Transformer face.
When I first seen this guy, I was thinking, oh, that sucks.
Next. Oh, my God.
He's not impressive.
Dude.
This guy is getting worse and worse.
So just think of the Alpha
next.
As an upgrade.
What the fuck?
No.
Next.
Oh, for the love of God. Like,
well, obviously he looks
look
like...
Look at his clown shoes! Well, size 14s, motherfucker!
Up in
Stop
your
making
ass!
Fun of me.
You made fun of the shoes,
well,
but
no.
not his ridiculous shoulders.
No.
I was getting to his shoulders.
He can't.
I noticed his
he can't go
big
under a bridge.
Shoulders,
a tall
fucking head, nope. giant shoes, skinny arms
Shane,
and legs.
I was
listen,
just about to say
this
the skinny
bitch
legs.
Is compensating
I'm
like
gonna,
a motherfucker.
I'm gonna explain the shoulders to you. There's a legitimate purpose because of the shoulders.
It's a time shuttle?
No. There's a real reason for the shuttles.
Because it's a real shuttle. It's an actual...
No, yeah, Shane.
It's a shuttle.
Because you must be this tall to ride this ride.
You know what? I've always been curious on that.
I'll be sure to find an image
when
with that.
When you go to an amusement park, and they're like, you got to be this tall to ride. You know, that's from your head, right? The top
but
of your
my
head.
Shoulders but go up this high,
now,
sir.
If I was a fucking human, and my shoulders were this tall...
Uh-huh.
Can I still ride that ride?
Yes, because that is the tallest part of your body.
Must be this tall to ride this ride, yeah. Shane.
Oh, I can't fit in that ride, so I can't ride it anyway. Got two big shoulders.
But you had the capability of doing
I had the capability. Yes. I just wish I could.
Next.
This capability is not ability.
Oh, my.
That gun is so weird.
So dumb looking.
He looks like one of those GoBots.
Dude. This guy sucks.
Dude.
This guy sucks.
1.5. Beta, it's better. It's your upgrade because that's the next letter of the Greek alphabet.
Fuck that.
Seth is done.
It's shitty.
Shane?
Yeah. Fuck that.
Betamax did lose.
Yeah.
VHS won that fight.
Yes, but that's
Thank
not
God.
Fair because VHS had porn and Betamax didn't.
VHS won that
Betamax
fight.
Betamax could have.
This guy ain't getting no women. Looking like this. So guess what? Alpha got the women. Alpha won this fight.
Yeah,
hardcore.
Next.
And we're back.
Hey, look, we're done.
Hey, guess what? Zero.
Oh, damn. He
this
shit
guy
on it way harder
sucked.
Than I did. I'm going to go... one. They're bad. They're bad even for what they came from. Even if you showed
right.
this to somebody, even somebody that likes Power Rangers, that's
what about
a terrible
you,
design.
Scott?
Oh, Shane's holding off.
I'm going to one.
So one, you gave it a 1.5. He gave it a 1.
Zero is sorry you even know this exists. One,
I'm
is that
sorry
this is just
I know
bad.
That exists now.
Two is it's good if you like this kind of show. Three is basic design. Anybody, even from the outside of the show, could be like, "Yeah, it's a super robot." Four is great. Even if you're outside of the show, you would be like, yeah, that robot's pretty cool. What's that from? Five is fucking
Shane,
a magnificent
you don't have to give
design.
Things zeros all the time. I mean,
I
you can't go one.
I don't give zeros all the time. I haven't given a zero in this entire episode yet.
Yeah, hold on.
Keyword is yet.
Yeah.
I'm not, I don't know what's in store. Which I should because I was watching this series.
Well, honestly, we're into the shadows. We've only got four robos left.
Hey, Seth.
Yeah.
A one.
Okay, a 1.
Aw, oh, man,
it
Nick's
was,
the hater.
So what did the beta do?
Unfortunately, he doesn't get to make the
point
list.
0.9.
0.9 for the beta.
Point
Time
nine.
Robo Shadow Alpha.
This will just be a combination of the two. Yep.
Huh.
Yeah.
He has a Keyblade!
Yeah, that's a Keyblade, Shane.
He has Keyblade!
That's Keyblade.
Well, then, that means I
he
need
gets,
to make
he,
sure
he
I
does get a little
mean.
Higher of a score.
He gets a little lower of a score.
Yeah, well, like I said, that
higher.
Just means I need to hope
for
that
you.
I save that meme. Because Scotty could put that one up right now.
What?
Fry squinting. Not sure if Sora's growing up or he's buying bigger shoes.
Next. Oh, my gosh. Next.
And I'm glad you guys said something, because while I have my lappy top here, I can mark down
just
number 7 on Shane's zero list of what I have so far.
Holy shit.
What the...
Next. This guy's done.
Thank God. This guy gets... this guy gets a 1.5. He was at least better than that stupid beta Zord.
He's right about that. He is right. Yeah, I might agree. I think I'm 1.5. Yeah, that's fine.
Scott's just like, I don't even want to give it that. The game sucks.
I want to give it a 1.2.
Now let's see what Shane
does. Yeah, Shane had to go tinkle. Hold on.
1.5, Shane
said. Oh, Shane gave it a 1.5.
All right, 1.7 only because it's higher than what I gave the last guy. And we divide by the thing.
So it'd be 1.48
for that.
Time Robo Shadow Beta.
Beta.
Come on, Beta. Don't suck a dick.
If Beta last time was any indication...
I hope to God it doesn't suck as much.
I hope he comes in and Shadow improves it.
Dude, what the fuck is that shit? All right, it is a little bit better.
That is a lot better.
The space shuttle design carries over, at least.
Yeah, the beta version.
Is that a key gun blade?
No, that's more like the brute shot from Halo.
He's actually more accurate.
Because
it's got that big-ass blade. It might not shoot grenades and stuff, but at least it's got that bladed part where you just, like, backhand a bitch and kill him.
Next.
So, yeah, and it doesn't look like the shoulders are as stupidly ridiculous.
This is true.
And he does, and you know, that the sunglasses part covers up most of the derpy Transformer face.
I wear my sunglasses.
Yeah, I'm glad he's wearing his sunglasses at night.
Oh, my God.
You don't like this guy. I'm going to tell you something.
I don't like this guy that much.
Over the previous beta.
Time Shadow came in and he's like, hey, Beta. He's like, what up? I'm like, I'm going to make you look better. Because you look stupid. He's like, what can you do? I'm like, dude.
I'll give you some sweet-ass shades.
Yeah, man.
And I'm going to give you a cool gun.
But I can't do nothing with your feet, though. What the? Sorry.
His arms are still so goddamn short.
Oh, God.
They barely go to his hips.
I have a big head and tiny arms.
Help me. Help me. This dude's T-Rexing like a motherfucker.
Should I put a... Sorif shoes here too.
Oh my God!
What is up?
I'm sorry,
shoes
I stopped
anyways.
Paying attention to this so I could get the RSS feed ready to go.
This is fucking awful.
Next.
Hey, look, he got a side. Oh, never mind. That's just his big ass.
Why
does
that look? Why is he wearing doggy slippers?
Are those guns on his feet?
Yes,
I think so.
Those are doggy shooty gun laser slippers.
Bill. Sometimes when you kick somebody, you need to shoot them at the same time.
You know, actually, that
is
true.
Is that like the awful fucking weapon that you get in Soul Calibur 3 with the kicking people?
Oh, you mean the Greaves?
You could also...
No, that'd be Bayonetta. She actually kicks and shoots people.
You compare it to Bayonetta because she has guns on her feet.
But Bayonetta's really cool.
Yeah, you're not wrong there.
This guy's not.
Hey, I made some pretty good Greave users in Soul Calibur 3. They were actually pretty cool.
Listen, Bill, I said that the Shadow...
Not all of
the
them.
Time Shadow made this guy look cooler than his last form. I didn't say by how much.
Yeah, this guy's not going to get a zero.
And we're done with this guy.
This guy's going to get a 0.7.
He's getting a 1.5 again from me. Another 1.5 back-to-back.
Yeah, I'm at like 1.5.
I'm doing a 1.9.
One.
So, how bad did this guy get?
No, not times divided by goddamn fucking new phone. 1.32.
It's not the phone, it's okay. The operator.
V-Rex.
No, I literally upgraded from a fucking S5.
So wait, Bill,
to S8.
Is this the motherfucking
I'm not
V-Rex?
Used for this shit.
Oh, yes.
No, yes! It certainly is.
Motherfucking V-Rex! Quantum Saurus Rex!
Oh, well, V-Rex. Fuck, this is simple. I ain't even got to see the rest of them. Four, I'm going back to the fucking RSS
feed.
This thing actually looks cool.
Dude, he's so freaking sweet.
Take the Tyrannosaurus that we had from our series and put
him on
steroids.
Make him badass? With two laser cannons on his back?
Well, next.
What was his
name
in the Sentai?
V-Rex.
He's the motherfucking V-Rex.
Yeah, this form is called V-Rex.
Dude,
so.
This is fucking sweet.
Dude.
He actually has, like, bigger
it's
arms.
It's like a Gatlin laser gun on his back.
The V-Rex has better arms than the Shadow Beta.
You know what? I wonder, does the V stand for Vulcan? Because he's got those two big old guns on his back.
It's possible. I don't know.
Maybe.
Next.
I mean, it makes sense that... Yeah, it probably stands for Vulcan.
Dude, he's so fucking
so
awesome.
So he might be the Vulcan Rex, and I'm still pretty okay with this.
You know, we kept some of that name when we brought it over here. We just call it Quantum.
Actually, short. Next. I think short it was like Q Rex.
This dude is so
Q-Rex.
Cool.
You're right. We called it Q Rex here.
This guy reminds me of like.
The Dragon Zord.
If we went all out here in America like Japan does with their shit, and we got really hardcore tokusatsu type of shit, and we made Jurassic Park, and there was giant raptors, so we made giant mecha raptors to fight the giant raptors. That's what this looks like to me.
Which makes it even cooler.
He's right.
I think for the first time, I would have to rewatch our episodes. I have no problem doing that at work, listening to our old podcasts when it comes to this stuff. I think this might be the first episode I might drop 2 fives. That's going to be strange.
My God.
And no zeros. Next. I must be sick.
This dude is still cool as shit.
I want to say Judanger because almost everybody was like 5 for Dragon Caesar and like 5 for Ultimate Daizugen.
Is this a toy?
The toy is pushing it. The toy is pushing it.
Oh, the toy drops it a little bit.
No. Actually, the toy makes it a little bit better. You see the cannons on the side?
Yeah.
Metal Gear.
Yeah.
The toy is reminding me of Zoids.
I like Zoids.
But it's also some Metal Gear up in there.
Next.
Oh, the Metal Gear reference just helped
too again. Sweet.
Oh. That too dude sweet. Is so pissed off at something, it's going to die.
Next. We're done with that guy.
We're done with V-Rex.
Bill. Oh, good. I need to get back to the tabulation.
I think I'm 4.8. I think I like the Shadow a little bit more.
Shane.
I think I'm going to go 5.
5.
Are you changing your 4?
Nah, I'll leave it at the 4.
4.99.
Dang, you loved that he just
so
dropped
So did the motherfucking
that.
V-Rex win this?
So what did he not like about it?
4.76 when
I
rounding.
Just slightly like the Shadow standard more.
I think the Shadow Time Shadow should ride this thing, and then that's an ultimate.
We're trying to figure out if the Time Shadow just lost his placement.
I think it did, because I think it got a 4.72.
Fuck, I don't know, because my goddamn history doesn't go back that far, which I figured it would.
Next is the V-Rex Robo.
Mainly because Scott gave the Time Shadow a 3.5.
Ass!
That's what happens when it transforms.
Why is there a Cyberman in a fucking Metroid suit?
V-Rex Robo.
That's what the
That's what he turns into.
Yeah.
Turn back!
Yeah, this is his robot form.
This is seriously...
Next.
It looks like a Cyberman in the Samus suit. No. Get out of here. It's even got the big ball spots for the shoulders.
No. I'm digging it.
Next.
I cannot know.
I like it.
Eh.
It's still nowhere near as bad as the beta.
No.
Or the Shadow beta.
It's still not as bad as when you raged hardcore about the guy who had the fucking wings on upside down on his back.
Yeah, I don't have it in me to rage that hard right now.
Well, of course, it's because we all have tacos in our belts.
No, that should have given me more energy.
What?
No, just interesting the design you can see on both the front, the back, and the side. Even though it's a weird transform. T-Rex.
Like, what are the purpose of the shoulders? Does he, like, fucking shoot weird laser things?
I think he actually does.
Or is it just, like, bright lights that'll pop up?
Next.
What?
I believe that...
Oh.
Wow, that toy sucks.
Oh, my God.
Now, the toy hurts it a lot.
Ass!
Yeah.
Dumb
joke.
Next.
Now,
and
if
we're
I'm,
done.
If
and
I'm
that's
right.
it. This dude gets a 1.
Actually, I'm sorry they put this in this show. This is a 0.5.
3.
You think it's a basic Zord?
I like it. The toy.
Okay, then I guess I'm not that far off. 2.1. I was going to say I'm going to be generous.
I'm going to go 1.
We're all wrong sometimes.
You more than anybody.
Oh,
oh, shit!
Oh, 1.52.
Because it's impossible.
No, you were wrong. Thinking about the pyramid.
Wait, are we on the co-op pictures?
We're on the end.
Oh, shit. The end already. Fuck.
Already? It's been an hour.
Yeah, it's been an hour, dude. It didn't seem like it. Probably because we spent 20 fucking minutes talking Star Wars and Gundam.
Next.
Just, no.
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 Wait, next. Wait. That was the previous.
Mm-hmm.
There, what the shit?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God.
This is full of fail.
Okay, now
brought
to
you by
now,
Time Force.
If you look at the three robots, obviously the Time Shadow is awesome.
The Time Shadow needs the darkness, though.
Yes,
he's very much like when just like I said, he's very much Death Scythe. If you look at Death Scythe 0.1, the original Death Scythe, not Hell Custom, not Hell Design, the Death Scythe, when it stood around in the sunlight. It didn't look that cool.
He but when it was in the depths in space. Of space,
yeah,
that thing was scary as shit. It was awesome.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Yes, the Time Shadow looks a lot better in the shadows, obviously. Time Shadow looks
It
awful.
Still looks better than the Beta.
Yes.
Daylight.
Dude, the Beta is the derpiest looking thing that they have.
Hey, it's guys, can I come and play too? No, Beta, go home.
It's You know the biggest shame about this show, though?
What?
The biggest shame about this show is that they didn't make another Spankbot to send Spankbot to the past so that Spankbot could spank thine enemies.
Now, wait. I thought that Spankbot did actually end up going through anyway.
You never get to use Spankbot.
I thought, one time at least.
No, I have questions.
There's nothing to send Spankbot.
I have questions.
Spankbots.
They have others.
Bill, big question. So they have to be spanked back in time.
Yep.
How does one get back?
They fly back to the portal.
Yeah.
So they just rip an asshole through time and space
and just
leave it
shows,
there.
The way that this show works, the way that time travel is ideal in this show, is that you can't go forward because the future hasn't happened yet, but you can go back, and that's where things get tricky. That's where you can make changes which affect the present day, but you can never go past the present day that is accurate to their timeline. You can go back, you can't go forward.
None of these Zords in this series stays in the same time period as the Rangers. They always have to call them from the future.
Yeah, they come back. And then going forward is this show is very much Time Cop. There's a track and return module that sends you home.
Okay.
When you actually watch this, when you actually get into the show and watch it, the guy who sends the Time Shadow, it's pretty sweet who that guy is.
Because honestly,
they just
rip a huge-ass hole in time and space.
Look at that. Look at this
what do they do about the hole? Oh, they just leave it open until they need to come home.
Look at this picture real quick. He's like, guy, hand me your weapon. Oh, I don't have a hand.
Hey, it's like, okay, fuck it. Okay, Sith, you think it's so easy, why don't you play?
Oh.
Exactly, because he has missile hand.
It's okay. Someday, you know, it will be the Nick Strikes Back. It's okay.
Dude, those look epic like that.
Yep.
Like, is that someone... Oh, is that actual toys?
Yeah.
Those are figures, yeah.
Yeah, those are the figures set up, and then they took a cool picture.
Oh, look at that.
And they look pretty fucking sweet like that.
Yeah, there he is. Never mind.
Okay, there it goes. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I can agree with that.
Cord. When they stand like that and they look like this, it's awesome.
Yeah. There we go.
Next.
Okay.
And we're done.
That
is the end of that chapter.
So either the V-Rex or the Time Shadow
V-Rex
one.
V-Rex 1.
Huh?
V-Rex 1.
V-Rex 1. The winner is here.
Okay, now, real fucking quick like. No. Shane, come here. No.
Shane, go there.
This will take all of 2 seconds. I'll send these to Scotty. What do you rate that guy?
I give it a 3. I think he looks kind of cool.
Okay, so he gives that dude a 3. Okay. Oh, he's going
what about
through
that
all
guy?
Those. Okay, that's a 1. And then that's a... Okay, there we go. And then that guy.
Okay.
Derpy awesome. Motherfucker, what the fuck? That's not a score. 0.5.
Are you just trying to avoid?
Yeah, he's trying to avoid adding to a fucking episode.
And that's the thing.
Technically, that was still a 0. 0.5,
yeah,
that was still a 0.
Yep, it's just not a full-on 0.
So that's still in his countdown of...
Zeros.
Shane Zero counts.
Yep.
You know, no, I'm glad I don't have one of
those. The only three
that
you walked away to go take a piss that I know of so far.
This one right here?
Yeah.
I have to put them on my list?
Yes.
This is really awkward. I'm wondering how the end of the episode just turned out because Shane did not have his mic. He was just kind of leaning over, talking loud enough that it was mostly picked up by Seth's mic.
Well, Seth was also repeating everything, but
yeah. I repeated a good portion of it.
So we're done here?
For the list.
Yeah, the next time.
As much.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.